Today, again, we have an extra day of preparation. I think it's pretty good timing, for the changes we've made. So open it up for questions.
John, you talked on radio last night that Mitch is ready. And just curious, what indications of that you've seen over the last few weeks of practice?
Well, I thought he had an outstanding camp. You know, I think he got to play, through four preseason games. Got to watch him in practice in preparation for the first four regular season games. I thought he made great strides even through camp, being new to our offense, and just felt like, he was kind of ready for the next step.
How does that progress show? Like, what do you see in the field, like in terms of his accuracy and his ability to process? Like,
well, I think he's improved, with all of the above. We get to find out. By no stretch, is it one guy's fault? But we didn't protect the ball very well. I think we lead the league in turnover ratio, which is something we have to avoid. Really didn't give us much of a chance in two ball games, including our last one. I think it was time, and I think he's ready.
In your experience, what's the most important thing a rookie quarterback needs to do when taking over a team like this?
Well, a lot was made of, why not throw Mitch in? I think what people have got to understand is he's received no starters reps that particular week. I think we had a similar situation a year ago when Brian Hoyer got hurt. We put Matt Barkley in. Didn't go real well for that reason. So I think with this extra time to prepare for the Minnesota Vikings, I think the timing works out pretty well, too, as far as his preparation. And, again, will he make mistakes? I'm sure, but, I think he's ready for it. And we'll see how he responds. I think he'll respond well.
To what extent can Mitch raise all boats?
Well, I think making plays. I think guys respond to that. Everybody says, well, you need to have confidence. Well, usually something good's got to happen to have confidence, and I think that's reflective of your whole team.
In Denver, your defense actually seemed to even play better when you went to Tebow. Is that a real effect that it can affect guys just not on offense but defense as well?
Every situation is different. I don't relate the two, to be quite honest with you, but, I think this game's about momentum and always has been and won't change moving forward.
John, based on the initial vision since April, bringing Mitch along at his pace, arriving at this point in week five, how would you characterize how you wound up here with him?
Well, I think, you're buying time, for a young guy to learn. No different than when you bring in a guy at the 53-man. They don't just all of a sudden know what you're doing. They need to practice it. They need to meet on it, how it relates to the opponent. There's just a lot of mental stuff that goes into it. Like most things, the more you do it, the better you get.
From a timeline standpoint, was this the plan this week, or was it?
I think timing-wise, there was a couple windows that you would look at, as a coach looking forward. I'd make this clear that, these players are evaluated on how they play. You can have all the timelines and the best timing and all the plans you want to make, but at the end of the day, it's about performance, and ultimately that's what you make decisions on.
How does his athleticism change what you guys can do offensively?
Well, I think there's different things without getting too much into detail. I think, he brings a certain dimension.
Was the timing of his move more about Glennon or Trubisky?
Well, like I said before, it's about all of it. It's evaluation. And so I'd say it probably tied pretty heavily on both of them.
John, how are you able to see that he's improved in the mental aspect of the game, the practice and the how do you see that?
Well, you're constantly getting feedback. You're constantly coaching and teaching. It's not one-sided. It's like most classroom settings. Guys spit things back and, they answer questions. I don't know. Remember back to grade school or high school or whatever. But there's good indications.
How much, if any, will you try to prepare him for the rest of the job, the part that includes the hype, the off-field stuff, the external factors that sometimes get in the way?
That's something we stress. Most guys in bigger programs have experienced that to some degree at the collegiate level. I'm not sure anybody ever gets quite ready for maybe at this level, depending on, you know, where, what city you're in. But, you know, I think he's got a good mindset. He's got a good natural feel. And, you know, I think he's done a good job up to this point. And I think he'll continue to do well moving forward.
John, I know you said that knowing there will be ups and downs with any quarterback, what would you be dialed in to sort of assess where Mitch is on the learning curve, and what parts of his performance would you most be assessing to feel that out?
You know, all of it. You know, I think, you know, I don't think it's, you know, it can be smooth, it can be rough, you know, like any player that you throw out there. You know, I think there'll be some ups and downs, I'm sure. You know, just go back to Tariq Cohen. You know, he's had some successes, and, you know, he's probably has a few plays he'd like to have back as well. But, you know, like any young player, you know, they get to define that, and, you know, we're about to find out Monday night.
I know you said that it's not all on Glennon, the turnovers and that type of thing. Were you surprised he couldn't pull out of the kind of downward trend he was in?
No, I mean, you know, look, Mike gave us everything he had. You know, I think he prepared hard. Wasn't lack of preparation. He worked very hard at it. Just, you know, after four games, didn't go quite as well as everybody wanted. And, you know, now we're taking a look at Mitch.
You mentioned that Mitch didn't get any reps last week with the starters. It was a short week. That makes sense. How about previous weeks? Has he had reps with the starters to this point?
You know, again, I don't remember every single practice rep, but I'm going to venture to say there's been very few, you know, but I can venture to say he'll get all of them this week. And, you know, we've got an extra day, a couple extra days, really, if you look at it, you know, to get him ready. So I feel good about that.
How much are you doing this as an opportunity to hit reset on this season with starting over a new quarterback? You get a little bit of time between, you know, games.
Well, it's the first quarter of the season. You know, I think, you know, looking back and you look at the schedule and, you know, it wasn't a real peachy schedule. You know, but, you know, again, you know, you can go what ifs. You know, you could be 2-2. It could be 0-4. You know, reality is we're 1-3. And, you know, I still like this football team, and we've got a chance to rebound and do something about it.
Do you think these wide receivers better? They've struggled.
Well, I think it's hand in hand. I think the receivers can make him better, and vice versa. So it's about, you know, 11 guys doing the right thing at the right time, and you know, do it consistently over a 60-minute game.
What's the status of Danny Trevathan's
appeal? We don't know yet. I think that's in the waning moments. Well, I'm sure we'll keep you posted.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.